double espresso this late?
I've got a lot of things on my mind.
There's no one here. I've got two ears to listen.
If you must know, I'm dying tomorrow. And something on my bucket list is to go to a coffee shop pretty late.
So this is the end of your journey?
Yeah. Well, tomorrow from right now.
So 11,
24 hours.
So midnight tomorrow,
yeah,
you'll be dead.
I'll be dead.
How can you know? How can you be so sure? You look fit as a fiddle.
Death came to visit me herself.
Death is a woman. I've got to check my biases.
That's right. She's got biggins.
Biggin' what?
Ta-tas.
It makes sense because death will say ta-ta to life.
Exactly.
Well, surely there's got to be more you want to do in life than just coffee. I could do that no problem.
Well, yeah, I have a full bucket list. Number one, go to coffee pretty late. Stay up past my bedtime.
What's your bedtime?
7 p.m.
You're 5 hours past that.
I might stay up the whole night. I'm feeling crazy.
That makes sense. I would do that if I had 24 hours to live.
Yeah, but I don't know. Up till then, I've always been a rule follower. I did everything that I thought I was supposed to. Go to high school, go to college, get a part-time job at the library, graduate college.
You sound like a wonderful person. Why would death come for you?
Death comes for us all someday. Death comes for us all someday. Doesn't matter how you scream or beg or pray. Death comes for us all someday. And I don't mind, I'm curious about the side. I haven't seen much of this world. I'm just a teeny tiny teeny little girl. But what can happen when I'm alive? Or what will happen when I die? I hope that I remember what matters, which is death comes for us all someday. Death comes for us all.
Thing I do, I'm gonna make the last thing you do a party.
Doesn't matter if you flirt with death, if you ask for a number, she's gonna stab you with her scythe. She'll take you down under.
You can invite a part death to a party and say I'll even host ya, but death works on her schedule. You know she's always gonna ghost ya.
Death comes for us all someday.
You know that death comes for us all.
Death comes for us all someday. You can offer death a beer. It won't help with your fear. Cause death is a buzz like from a frat club. Death comes for us all someday. Soon it'll be today.
Ding, 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 the clock strikes 12. Oh, you're gonna pick up all those things you put on the shelf. You got a lot living to do today.
Death comes for us all.
Death comes
someday.
For us all.
Be fair, but death comes for us all.
This one's on the house. I feel bad charging a dead woman.
I'll leave it in my will, a couple of coffee shills. I don't have anyone to leave my wealth to. So, hey, Mr. Coffee Man, that money goes to you.
A five, a six, a five, six, seven, eight.
Musical Monday, Musical Monday.
This one might be a bit of a creeper.
But you're getting midnight coffee, you undersleeper.
Musical Monday. Hello and welcome back to Musical Monday with Caleb, Zach, and Shay. At Improv Broadway. Those are all of our names, and what we do here is we're going to review the best musicals that no one's ever heard about, and that's right, you just heard the prologue to an incredible musical called Midnight Coffee, which can only be described as a simple premise with a small twist. Someone who's about to die and wants to live out her bucket list before she dies tomorrow.
That's right. But... you know, weirdly, her bucket list is full of the simple pleasures in life. Yes. Normally, it's like, I want to go skydiving.
I want to kiss Ian McKellen.
Yeah, I want to kidnap. I want to kidnap Lois. Someone named Lois.
Just a Lois.
A Lois. Lorne Michaels.
I want Macaulay Culkin to reshoot Home Alone 2, shot for shot. But he's now the bandit, and I'm the kid from Home Alone.
That would be cool.
I would be.
Yeah. I want to reshoot Miracle on 34th Street, but it's definitely true that Santa Claus is real.
They make it obvious from the beginning with a rolling credits. Santa is real. What's the premise? Is someone about to lose their house or something? What are the stakes in that movie?
Well, in the 90s one, which is the one that matters the most.
Right. Agreed.
Canon.
Yes. The mall Santa is a real hooligan, and he's drunk riding the reindeer, and he goes...
Are you going to tell the whole story, Shay?
No, but... The real thing is, little girl doesn't believe in Santa Claus, and her mom's like, you're right. And then old Kris Kringle applies to the Macy's that her mom works at and then convinces her. Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's
magical
beautiful.
Hijinks.
That's like the movies that I need to watch every Christmas. That's at the very, very, very top.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful. Yeah.
We're past Christmas season.
It's not Christmas
and we're
time.
In the coffee season.
Yeah. Coffee
and she's got
season.
Simple pleasures that most of us would take for granted.
That's right.
She wants a peanut butter jelly sandwich with no crust.
That's right. And she as she's met this coffee man, she's subtly trying to accomplish a lot of these bucket list items at the coffee shop.
Yes. But the problem is she gave him all her wealth. And so now, penniless, she has to ask this man for even the smallest of requests.
That's right. He has to pay for... That's right. He has to pay for her PB&J. She's like, hey, man, sorry to bother you.
But here's the problem, though.
Right.
Is that it's a coffee shop at midnight. Do you know how cost prohibitive it is to get white Wonder Bread, peanut butter, and jelly that late at night?
Mm-hmm. Moderately.
Moderately. You gotta find a 24-hour Walmart.
Yeah.
And crazy. Yeah. They do have bread already.
They do have bread.
And they probably would have jam.
They might, yeah, true.
But no, so peanut butter.
No peanut butter.
No peanut. That's well, they right. do have peanut butter espressos. So they probably have everything she needs. But no butter knife.
Yeah.
All the dishes are dirty.
Yeah.
And there's no butter knife there.
Right.
Yes.
The dishwasher's gone home already. Coffee man, he's like, I can make food. I can't clean up food. I don't know how to do that.
Yeah.
I'm a food maker, not a food cleaner.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yeah.
And so in this song, they're going on a tiny adventure. And the guy is like, are you sure this is what you want it to be on your bucket list? This is going to take a lot of time.
Shay, you say it's tiny, and they think it's tiny, But they run into, in the course of the song, they run into one problem after the other, after the other, after the other. It is a real fantastical, epic song where insane things happen, all stopping them from getting, what's the?
Butter knife.
The butter knife.
Right.
Yeah.
What's the MacGuffin? It's the MacGuffin of this quest.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it's also, sorry, I don't mean to add another word, but it's also a Bridge to Terabithia situation. What you're not sure, is that traffic? Or is that a stallion of chariots stopping them on their way?
She's trying to make it more exciting because she's bored pretty fast. She's like, this was not the way to pick my last night. And so she's like, wait, those aren't cars. Those are the evil minions from Mount Durog.
Yeah. Yeah, but dude's like, he doesn't know that she's trying to just have more fun. He's like, oh, she's crazy, but it's her last day, so I just need to believe
her.
I just need
to world.
Yeah.
He's like, brain death might be kicking in. I need to, I guess, maintain this reality for
that's
her.
That's right. Yes. And but you do hear in his voice where he's realized, I've just embarked with a person I don't know at all who might have it out for me.
Yeah, so they're running through these late night alleys looking for a butter knife.
Yes. That's right.
In this song, Knights of the Butter Knife.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, shoot, Sally. Are you sure we should go this way? This seems to be the longest way possible to the grocery store.
It's perfect. Nothing could go wrong. But wait. Don't go past that dumpster. It's not trash. In fact, it's Humpster. Humpster Dumpty. Egg from the nursery rhyme.
Yes, Humpster Dumpster sat on a dump, filled 20 feet and cracked his rum. Then he went to the king up high and begged the king, please let me die.
And ever since then, Humpster Dumpster the egg has had it out for adults and kids. He'll pummel you and give you salmonella. Running into him is akin to hell.
But this is nothing for the Knights of Butter Knife. This is nothing for the Knights of Butter Knife. Wait, what's that? That's not a stoplight. That's a triclops with three eyes. And when its eye grows green, it unleashes its horde of its big metallic flies.
But that's nothing for the Knights of Butter Knife.
That's nothing for the Knights of Butter Knife.
Oh, wait, I think I see the queen of evil sorcery. She may be asking to sign the pamphlet, but you're signing around your choices.
Oh no, she can't get the best. I feel bad cause that lady's homeless. But I must do the adventure true and best this villain here. Cause that's nothing for the Knights of Butter Knife. That's nothing for the Knights of Butter Knife. I place my sword here.
This is not a pizza, but the round table upon which Camelot itself, the honor, resided upon.
This is not a gutter, but a portal to Merlin's chambers.
Arthur will come for you.
Three cheers for the Knights of Butter Knife. Butter Knife. Butter Knife. Butter. He, this poor barista, I guess he did earn $1 billion, but he is really giving into her.
Well, yeah, okay. So
she gave him all his wealth. She's very wealthy.
She's she established she just got out of college and was a librarian, so that's what's crazy.
Oh, well, you're right, because it wasn't actually $1 billion. It was part of the fantasy.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a very rude awakening when he finds out that she left him fake money, but part of her bucket list was
leave someone fake $1 billion.
Leave someone a fake $1 billion to a handsome stranger.
And things really come to a head because he signed the papers, but he actually agreed to pay all her medical bills.
Mm-hmm. And her college tuition.
Even after death. She wanted a posthumous degree, and it's an expensive one.
Yeah. Yeah. A library degree, it's big.
After death, it's crazy.
Posthumous.
Yeah. Essentially, someone who looks like her will go through college.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes they'll have, like, a St. Bernard do it in her stead.
Sometimes there are, what's the word I'm looking for? Scholarship. There's scholarship programs where they said you can apply if you look like the person who left the money behind. Uh-huh.
And you have to be born on the day that she died, because she's thinking maybe that it was reincarnated as me.
Yes, this is a long haul.
Yeah. Anyways, these details are, they're really going to muddle up the song, because what this song is really about is this man feeling betrayed by her
big time,
because he really he had a connection.
And then to add insult to injury, she's not dying.
That's she's not, which makes the medical bill thing a little easier to swallow.
Yeah,
because
there's a tricky timeline here. Yeah, so she's not dying of the things that she said she was dying. Yeah. That's part of the fantasy. But then something does happen during the song.
That's right.
Which...
he kills her.
This handsome barista turned... evil doer.
It's all a misunderstanding. It's an accident.
Yes.
We'll let him see how it all goes down.
And a self-fulfilling prophecy. Because she thought that death came to her.
But it was him.
It was him using fake humongous tatas. Exist, she'll think I'm an ethereal creature.
He was just cosplaying as Tsunade from Naruto. My anime fans will get that. And she thought it was death, but it was just him cosplaying as a very busty woman. And she interpreted it as death is coming for me and started this adventure. But anyway, I don't want to muddle it anymore.
I think it's not about any of those things.
Yeah.
It's about she lied.
Yeah, he feels betrayed. He's betrayed enough to want to kill her.
Yeah.
And so we're going to see the details leading up that might be revealed. Maybe they've had touch points in their past.
For sure.
Right.
That, you know.
Well, because he's betrayed, but in a very real sense, so is she.
Right.
So we'll get into it.
Because,
yeah, so many lies. We'll parse through what's true and what's not.
Right, but it really doesn't need to be that complicated.
It has to be.
A lot of this is like from the director's notes and stuff from interviews.
Right. Yes. And a lot of fanfic written about them.
Right. And even the song is kind of vague about it. Like, it's kind of lacking in details at some parts.
Honestly, this song could be about anything.
Cryptically. Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, let's hear this song.
In this song, you betrayed me.
I betrayed you.
Yes.
I can't even believe you. You lied to me about pretty much everything. Is Sally even your real name?
Yeah. Look, I just wanted to cross off my bucket list. Do some dirty things on my effort list. And I'm sorry that lies had to come to this. But today's the day I die, so understand this. I've had a crush on you for 8 years. Every day I'd stare through the cafe window in tears, watching you pass out coffees, lattes, Americanos. slide through mine. Like coffee beans slide through mine. So milky slide through mine. So dreamy. An barista salary. That was my bucket list dream.
Your words are sweet like a frappuccino. But I don't know what words are true or what's fiction. I think that it's time to go. Because you betrayed me, you did lots of bad things. And I don't think you can return, no matter how sweet you sing. I trusted you when you walked into these sacred halls. I thought that when we went majestic balls, knights of the butter knife meant nothing to ya. You betrayed this barista. Why did you come into my life just to lie, fabricate, and make me feel strife? I was a happy man doing cold brew. Why did you have to do a bad noon? Bad no-no stuff, really bad stuff. It is so gruff. To go on down is going tough. You betrayed me.
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 You really betrayed me.
Out of all the coffee shops, I'm the worst. I'm like a Starbucks and it hurts. But if you must know, I thought I wanted to give you a sip.
When to give you, you a see
that I'd left you $1 billion in money,
I would have taken $0 if it was just your friendship. But now it's built on lies. I gotta end this. Oh, you say you're gonna die. I'm the Grim Reaper. I'll tell you why. Put on this Naruto gi and put on these big bursty ees. You recognize me.
Here's, well, you're wrong. You gave me an Americano with foam, and I had written on the cup, hey, write your number and I'll call you up. I received my order with my name mispronounced, and the cup was woefully empty. I had been rejected and denounced. So sure, you said you would have been friends. Well, that's not true, and today's my end. You rejected me at the coffee shop, and now my life will stop.
I don't know what's a lie. I don't even know what you want. But it's time the day you die. I'm a barista, so it's time for a double shot.
You betrayed me. You betrayed me.
You betrayed me. Shot you with so much caffeine, no human body can sustain it. You're gonna go down tonight. You're going to not complain it. Your heart races faster and faster.
I got the jitters. I got the caffeine jitters.
Your heart goes faster and faster.
Oh no, this is not how I wanted to go.
The clock strikes midnight.
Please, can
the
I
clock
have
strikes midnight.
A piece of avocado?
That's extra. That's extra. Only for paying customers. Go into the light. Go into the night. Coffee at midnight.
The sky's so black, like your coffee order.
Your soul is cold like my cold brew. And once I realized you had no money, I wasn't about to get frappéed.
I feel so afoam.
Coffee! story. Don't lie. It is a cautionary tale.
Justice will come in the form of a cosplaying.
Every lie will come back to you. Big, small, that's the universe.
That's right.
But here's one lie that we'll never tell. We don't want you back! Don't ever come back! We don't want you. Those are lies.
That, yes.
Those are lies.
Yes.
And I hope it doesn't come to bite me in the butt by making it not true. But the one thing is true is that we don't need coffee when we got you prepping and pepping up our spirits.
Round of tiny applause for Caleb for the beautiful keys. Oh, so gorgeous.
Gorgeous. Gorgeous. Is that good? It's flipping.
It does that.
Okay, nice. And we does this here at...
This is CBS, baby!
CBS, baby!